and welcome to Mailbox Radio Prague's regular feedback program. Our long-time listener Stephen Hrebenach from the United States asked the following question.
After hearing the latest Mailbox, I did manage to find text of ABC of Czech on your website. I had to go way back to see it. I thought that since it was being rebroadcast, it might rotate forward with a more current date, similar to the labels on the rebroadcast of From the Archives. I had tried using the search function on your webpage with several variations of ABC of Czech with no success, which was why I had first inquired. So now I wonder if you'll go even further back in the archives and broadcast Living Czech after ABC of Czech has run its course. I still have the printouts of the Living Czech broadcasts that your station sent me many years ago. That was before the internet access became a part of everyday life.
Living Czech with Nick Carey was broadcast more than 10 years ago, and it was a very popular program. But I'm afraid we are not planning to rerun it, as we no longer have the recordings of the complete series.
I had the privilege of meeting Václav Havel in 1990 in Plzeň, and again in 1995 at a special ceremony in Prague Castle. Both events, 1995's in particular, will forever be highlights of my life.
Frank Miata from New York City responded to a recent report on the European Court of Human Rights ruling that the Czech state had denied a fair trial to the late Austrian aristocrat František Oldřich Kinský, who had sued the country over his property claims.
The official government response to the European Court on Human Rights is a classic for its cold-blooded denial to be treated fairly and lawless sensibility to the fate of man and his right by the Czech state. This is the same mentality that existed under the Soviet-era regime and characterizes all lawless bureaucratic systems. That the government can actually talk about its victory on the issues of property while it was shown to be in violation of Mr. Kinsky's legal rights to a fair and impartial hearing before the court should be a cause for real concern for all Czechs who care about liberty and human rights. After all, your country has paid a terrible price to rid itself of state thuggery under communism. To have that mindset displayed by a government official is appalling.
Thank you for your comments. And now on to our monthly competition. Carrie Patterson from Los Angeles wrote,
in answer to your monthly Czech quiz question, the author to coin the term was Karel Čapek. However, he admitted in a newspaper interview that it was actually his brother Josef who came up with the idea. I learned this in a marvelous book, Reflections of Prague, Journeys Through the 20th Century, by Ivan Margolius.
Deborah Floyd, also from California, writes,
my husband and I, who are fans of his work, visit his grave in Vyšehrad Cemetery every time we're in Prague. There has been for some time now a little tin robot on his grave, someone left there as a tribute to his work.
Colin Law from New Zealand sent us this answer.
The word robot was used in Karel Čapek's play entitled R.U.R., which was about a factory making artificial people and about the issue of whether the artificial people were being exploited. Karel was considering what to call those workers, and after he discarded both Gelňas and Laboš as unsuitable, his brother Josef suggested Robote, from which Karel took robot as the name for his artificial people. The word came into popular use, and if it had been possible to patent a word, Karel Čapek could surely have made his fortune had he lived.
Jaroslav Jedrzejczak from Poland listens to the Russian and English broadcasts, but has been a Radio Prague listener since 1980 when Interprogram Radio Prague broadcast in the Polish language.
I have a personal remark regarding Karel Čapek and me and my wife. We got married 13 years ago. The invitations to our wedding guests included the following words by your famous writer, Karel Čapek. We are two, two for everything, for love, life, fight and pain, for hours of happiness. Two for victories and losses, for life and death. Two.
Miguel Angel Lajera Rivero writes from Cuba.
I listen on shortwave via Radio Miami International because here in Cuba, since the internet is still expensive. My answer is the Czech author who first used the word robot was Karel Čapek.
Charles Konesny from the United States wrote,
Čapek had a very solid family upbringing and was especially close to his brother Josef. He went on to become a talented writer, sometimes working together with Josef, of novels, articles, poems, and plays. His writings often reflected his concern for the Czech nation, and his work would lead him to socialize with President Masaryk and the Czech elite. Of course, one of his best-known works was his science fiction play, R.U.R., where he coined a new word, robot, which was actually suggested by brother Josef. Chapek's robots looked like real people but were actually artificial people made by machines. It's an intriguing idea and a scary thought if it could actually be done. So I tip my hat to Karel Čapek. Not only was he one of the foremost Czech writers, he was a true patriot of the Czech people. Artificial people?
Hans-Werner Lollicke from Denmark writes,
"It's too bad that now only English is contributing new words to the common vocabulary. In Denmark, we are still very proud that we at least contributed with one word, ombudsman. I'm sure you've given us more words." As for robot, the word was used by Karel Čapek in 1920 in his play Rossum's Universal Robots. But the word was proposed by his brother, Josef Čapek, a famous artist whom he had asked for advice. It is very interesting that an artist created a word that is used for a highly advanced technical device.
Alan Rowe from the United Kingdom wrote,
"It was his brother, the painter and writer Josef Čapek, who actually originated the word. Karel introduced the word robot in his 1920 play R.U.R., Rossum's Universal Robots. On research, I discovered that this play begins in a factory that makes artificial people called robots who, whilst they can think for themselves, seem happy to serve. At issue is whether the robots are being exploited and the consequences of their treatment. It sounds like an interesting play and would be as relevant a theme today as it was over 90 years ago. These days we mostly associate Isaac Asimov with robots and robotics, and in particular the three laws of robotics which recur throughout his books and have since been used by many other writers."
Thank you so much for your answers, and this time our prize goes to Aarti Jawali from India. Congratulations. This month's mystery man was suggested by Bragg Brown from the United States. Our mystery person was born in 1834 in what is now the Czech Republic. 20 years later, he left for the United States to become a renowned sculptor, best known for his Civil War monuments. Please send us your answers by the end of March to english@radio.cz. All your comments, questions, and, of course, reception reports are also welcome. Until next time, take care.